Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name is Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're focusing in on Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. First, let's read it in. Just like you can be in a sea of people and still be lonely, you can be soaking in the sun at the sea and still be restless. What are you restless for? Notoriety? A skill, particular relationship, friend group. All of us, deep down, want relationships. We want community. We want acceptance. This is a holy desire. God wired us this way. Jesus said so in Matthew 22, 36 and 40, that the two greatest commandments are to love God and to love others. These are our two communities. But how do we gain community healthily? This is where our holy desire often goes awry. There are two issues, order and identity. Our lack of belief that God loved or loves us first and unconditionally causes us to slide into a cycle of reversing the order of the two greatest commandments, resulting in our lack of identity and the desire to earn love. This is exhausting and ironically leaves us restless. We fight, we persist, we prove. Our energy is distracted away from filling up on and resting in the one-on-one community God gives us in Christ before we can spill out confident love to the community of others. Interestingly, God instructed the Israelites to fight to get into the promised land, but this fight was not to earn it. The fight was to receive and experience the gift God had already promised. This is the same thing we must do spiritually, daily. We must fight to be diligent to receive and experience the gift of rest that God has already given us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The fight is in the diligence to remember that God is for us because we so easily forget. And the work is in the fanning of flames to believe in Jesus. He said, "It is finished." So in this truth, we fight to rest. Let's take a couple moments to pray it up. Here's the first prayer point. Because the Word of God is living, active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, both joints and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart, and because there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do, sit quietly before him and let him look at you through his word in prayer. Though uncomfortable, let his Holy Spirit peel back motives behind where you might seek to get or neglect the rest that only God can give. Number two, take time to confess the things the Holy Spirit has brought to your mind above. Then, use the next few verses to draw your adoration for his incredible, patient, mind-blowing, and forgiving love in Jesus. He is our high priest who passed through the heavens and sympathizes with our weaknesses. He was tempted in all things, and yet without sin, we can be sure that our confession will hold fast in him. We can confidently draw near to the throne of grace, receive mercy, and find grace to help us in our time of need. Finally, we want to talk about what it means to live this out. What habits of grace can you fight to lean or to learn to find rest in? Your Heavenly Father is just waiting for you to spend time with him, to see how amazing and joy-filled he is, to see his unmatched love for you in Jesus. Where in his love letters is the Holy Spirit leading you to remember his life-giving, peaceful rest? Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.